And how's the old mogul? Soliloquized Stubb by the Tryworks. He's been twigging it. And there goes Starbuck from the seam, and both with faces which I should say might be somewhere within 9 fathoms long, and all from looking at a piece of gold, which did I have it now on Negro Hill or in Corlear's Hook, I'd not look at it very long ere spending it. In my poor insignificant opinion, I regard this as queer. I have seen doubloons before now in my voyagings, your doubloons of old Spain, your doubloons of Peru, your doubloons of Chile, your doubloons of Bolivia, your doubloons of Papayan, with plenty of gold madores and pistoles and joes and half-joes and quarter-joes. What then should there be in this doubloon of the equator that is so killing wonderful? By Golconda, let me read it once. Hello. Here signs and wonders truly. That now is what old Bowditch in his epitome calls the zodiac, and what my almanac below calls ditto. I'll get the almanac. And as I have heard devils can be raised with Daboll's arithmetic, I'll try my hand at raising a meaning out of these queer curvy cues here with a Massachusetts calendar. Here's the book. Let's see now. Signs and wonders. And the sun, he's always among them. Hum, hum, hum. Here they are. Here they go. All alive. Aries, or the ram. Taurus, or the bull. And Gemini, here's Gemini himself, or the twins. Well, the sun he wheels among them. Aye, here on the coin he's just crossing the threshold between 2 of 12 sitting rooms all in a ring. Book, you lie there. The fact is, you books must know your places. You'll do to give us the bare words and facts, but we come in to supply the thoughts. That's my small experience, so far as the Massachusetts calendar and Bowditch's navigator and Daboll's arithmetic go. Signs and wonders, eh? Pity if there is nothing wonderful in signs and significant in wonders. There's a clue somewhere. Wait a bit. Hist, hark. By Jove, I have it. Look, you doubloon, your zodiac here is the life of a man in one round chapter. And now I'll read it off straight out of the book. Come, almanac. To begin, there's Aries, or the ram. Lecherous dog, he begets us. Then Taurus, or the bull, he bumps us the first thing. Then Gemini, or the twins. That is virtue and vice. We try to reach virtue when, lo, comes Cancer the crab and drags us back. And here, going from virtue, Leo, a roaring lion, lies in the path. He gives a few fierce bites and surly dabs with his paw. We escape and hail Virgo, the virgin. That's our first love. We marry and think to be happy for aye. When pop comes Libra, or the scales, happiness weighed and found wanting. And while we are very sad about that, Lord, how we suddenly jump as Scorpio or the scorpion stings us in rear. We are curing the wound when whang come the arrows all round. Sagittarius or the archer is amusing himself. As we pluck out the shaft, stand aside, here's the battering ram. Capricornus or the goat. Full tilt he comes rushing and headlong we are tossed. When Aquarius or the water bearer pours out his whole deluge and drowns us. And to wind up with Pisces or the fishes, we sleep. There's a sermon now, writ in high heaven, and the sun goes through it every year, and yet comes out of it all alive and hearty. Jollily he aloft there wheels through toil and trouble, and so alo here does jolly Stubb. Ah, jolly's the word for aye. Adieu, doubloon. But stop. Here comes little Kingpost. Dodge round the tryworks now, and let's hear what he'll have to say. There, he's before it. He'll out with something presently. So, he's beginning. I see nothing here but a round thing made of gold, and whoever raises a certain whale, this round thing belongs to him. So what's all this staring been about? It is worth $16, that's true, and at 2 cents the cigar, that's 960 cigars. I won't smoke dirty pipes like Stubb, but I like cigars, and here's 960 of them, so here goes Flask aloft to spy him out. Shall I call that wise or foolish now? If it be really wise, it has a foolish look to it. Yet if it be really foolish, then has it a sort of wisish look to it. But avast, here comes our old Manx man, the old hearse driver he must have been, that is, before he took to the sea. He luffs up before the doubloon. Hello, and goes round the other side of the mast. Why, there's a horseshoe nailed on that side. And now he's back again. What does that mean? Hark, he's muttering, voice like an old worn-out coffee mill. Prick ears and listen. If the white whale be raised, Must be in a month and a day when the sun stands in some one of these signs. I've studied signs and know their marks. They were taught me 20 years ago by the old witch in Copenhagen. Now, in what sign will the sun then be? A horseshoe sign, for there it is, right opposite the gold. And what's the horseshoe sign? The lion is the horseshoe sign. The roaring, devouring lion. Ship, old ship, my old head shakes to think of thee.
There's another rendering now, but still one text. All sorts of men in one kind of world, you see. Dodge again. Here comes Queequeg, all tattooing. Looks like the signs of the Zodiac himself. What says the cannibal? As I live, he's comparing notes, looking at his thigh bone. Thinks the sun is in the thigh, or in the calf, or in the bowels, I suppose, as the old women talk surgeons' astronomy in the back country. And by Jove, he's found something there in the vicinity of his thigh. I guess it's Sagittarius, or the Archer. Nah, he don't know what to make of the doubloon. He takes it for an old button off some king's trousers. But aside again, here comes that ghost devil Fadala, tail coiled out of sight, as usual. Oakum in the toes of his pumps, as usual. What does he say with that look of his? Only makes a sign to the sign and bows himself. There is a sun on the coin. Fire worshipper, depend upon it. Oh, more and more, this way comes Pip. Poor boy. Would he had died, or I. He's half horrible to me. He too has been watching all of these interpreters, myself included, and look now, he comes to read with that unearthly idiot face. Stand away again and hear him. Hark. I look, you look, he looks. We look, ye look, they look. Upon my soul, he's been studying Murray's grammar. Improving his mind, poor fella. But what's that he says now, hist? I look, you look, he looks. We look, ye look, they look. Ah, he's getting it by heart, hist again. I look, you look, he looks. We look, ye look, they look. Well, that's funny. And I, you, and he, and we, ye, and they are all bats. And I'm a crow. Especially when I stand atop of this pine tree here. Caw, 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 caw. Ain't I a crow? And where's the scarecrow? There he stands. Two bones stuck into a pair of old trousers and two more poked into the sleeves of an old jacket. Wonder if he means me. Complimentary. Poor lad. I could go hang myself. Anyway, for the present, I'll quit Pip's vicinity. I can stand the rest, for they have plain wits, but he's too crazy witty for my sanity. So, I leave him muttering. Here's the ship's navel, this doubloon here, and they're all on fire to unscrew it. But unscrew your navel, and what's the consequence? Then again, if it stays here, that is ugly too, for when aught's nailed to the mast, it's a sign that things grow desperate. Ha! Ha, old Ahab, the white whale, he'll nail ya. This is a pine tree. My father in old Tallinn County cut down a pine tree once and found a silver ring grown over in it. Some old darkey's wedding ring. How did it get there? And so they'll say in the resurrection when they come to fish up this old mast and find a doubloon lodged in it with bedded oysters for the shaggy bark. Oh, the gold! The precious, precious gold! The green miser will hoard you soon. Hish! Hish, God goes among the worlds blackberrying. Cook, ho, cook, and cook us. Jenny, hey, 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 Jenny, and get your hoe cake done.